بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود الله تعالى says in this verse by the sky in which there are huge stars by the promised day of judgment by the day that witnesses referring to the Friday and the day that is witnessed the day of Arafah. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by Shahid, which is that day that witnesses, referring to the Friday. As if the Friday is watching the believers throughout the world as they observe the different sunnats and especially the day of Jumu'ah. And then Allah ta'ala uses the word wa mashhud, that which is witnessed the day of Arafah. So to witness this day, so to say, a person has to go for Hajj and be on the plains of Arafah to become a Haji. So he has to go there to witness this day. So that is why it is a day that is witnessed. It is not for everybody that wherever you are, you can be in Arafah. You have to be in Arafah itself for you to become a Haji. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken qasam upon the day of Friday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Friday is the mother of all days. How beautiful, different ahadith mentioned. Sayyidul ayyam, afdalul ayyam, a'zamul ayyam, the leader of all days, the best of all days, the greatest of all days, the mother of all days, and the most virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of Friday. It is even greater than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. As a Muslim affords respect and he looks forward to and he prepares for Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, likewise every week we should look forward to and we should prepare for the Eid al-Usbu', the Eid of the week, which is the day of Friday. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, the Muslim that passes away during the day or night of Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from the punishment of the grave. That Muslim that passes away on Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from the punishment of the grave. One of the senior khulafa of Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned a very, very fine point. He said, I was there when Hazrat was going to pass away, the last stages of his life, and it was on a Sunday, and it was before Maghrib time. And he said, now some people had to go perform Maghrib, some had to stay in Khidmat. And he says, I'm looking at Hazrat, Hazrat is looking at the clock. He's watching the clock. It's a Sunday, and it's just before Maghrib. So Hazrat is looking at the clock. He says, just as Maghrib time came in, shortly after that, Hazrat passed away. So he said he heard something, he learned something, that those that have the ghalaba, they are overwhelmed with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala gives them Monday. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born on a Monday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them Monday. And he says, those that are maghloob with the fear of Allah Ta'ala, with the khawf of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala gives them Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a good mood, and Allah Ta'ala allow us to appreciate the day of Friday. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he recited the verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, this day I have completed your deen for you. A Jew was sitting nearby, when he heard this verse being recited, he said, if this verse was revealed to us, lokanat alayna ma'ashara al-yuhud nazalat lattakhadna dhalika al-yawm eida, we would have celebrated that day as Eid. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu replied, this verse was revealed on two Eids, the day of Jumu'ah and the day of Arafah. In other words, what is the need for us to make that day into a day of Eid when it is and was already a day of two Eids? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that the night of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Aghar, wa Yawmul Jumu'ah, Yawmun Azhar, that the night of Jumu'ah is an illuminated night, and the day of Jumu'ah is an illuminated day. He has so many virtues, blessings of the day of Jum'ah. Ulama say we should prepare and we should follow the different etiquettes from Thursday night on a Friday. There's an amazing virtue mentioned here for reading the Fajr on a Friday. They say one of the preparations that a person makes for Jum'ah is making sure he's in a masjid on a Friday and he reads the Jum'ah. In Shu'ab al-Iman, the book of Hadith, it is mentioned that the most virtuous of all Fard Salah is the Fajr Salah on Friday. The most virtuous of all Fard Salah is the Fajr on Friday. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most virtuous of Salah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the Fajr Salah performed with Jamaat on a Friday. Amongst other Salahs, one should make an earnest attempt in performing this Salah with Jamaat as well. Some of the etiquettes of Jummah we just mentioned very quickly without explaining much detail. To have a ghusl, to have a sunnah ghusl, to make miswak, this is from the sunnah, special sunnahs of a Friday, not to leave it out, to remove unwanted hair, to clip the fingernails and toenails, applying oil on one's head, wearing clean Islamic sunnah attire, applying itar, reciting abundant durood sharif, to recite Surah Kahf. If you cannot recite the entire Surah, the first 10 verses, last 10 verses, for the males to go early to the masjid, and as far as possible, try to walk to the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.